Back in 1981, the Soviet space program launched two identical spacecraft, Venera 13 and Venera 14. Launched just 5 days apart, the objective of the mission was to study the dense atmosphere and mysterious surface of our neighboring planet, Venus. Both of the descent probes carried a payload of scientific equipment, most of which was sealed in an airtight pressure vessel designed to withstand the scorching temperature and crushing atmospheric pressure that can be found on Venus. Surprisingly, each probe exceeded its planned design life, while sending back important information about the shrouded planet's surface conditions. The landing probes were able to capture incredible color panoramic images of their surroundings and drill into the Venusian ground to analyze the dry, black, rocky soil that they landed upon, revealing the mysterious planet's desolate environment. But what many of you may not know is that both of the probes were equipped with microphones that were designed to record atmospheric wind noise in an effort to measure wind speed. Unfortunately, a lot of the data it seems is still unavailable online, and so I could not find the Venera 13 sound recording. However, the Venera 14 sound recording is available, allowing us to listen to the historic moment that the ambitious probe landed and captured the eerie sounds that surrounded it. So sit back, plug in your headphones, and immerse yourself into a 40-year-old soundscape that was captured from the surface of the hellish planet Venus. This amazing audio recording was only the second time the surface of another planet had been heard, the first being Venera 13, as I mentioned before. You can hear what sounds like eerie white noise or static in the background and the gentle blow of the Venusian wind. You can also hear the probe as it completes its procedures, such as the muffled bang of the camera lens cap being removed by pyrotechnic charges, the mechanical groan of the drilling operation, and even the scattered rumble of soil being dropped into the analyzation chamber. Although the sound quality isn't great, you are nonetheless hearing the captured noise of another world. Later analysis of the data determined that the average wind speed on the surface of Venus is around 0.3 and 0.5 meters per second, which is 0.98 and 1.64 feet per second, revealing that the dense atmosphere at the surface is surprisingly calm, and that the scorched landscape is almost untouched by wind erosion. Amongst all of the achievements made over the years by space agencies around the world, the exploration of Venus in the 1970s and 80s by the Soviet Union is by far one of the most impressive. What landing probes like Venera 14 accomplished back then is nothing short of amazing. Not only did it survive for nearly an hour in an extremely hostile environment, but it also sent back fundamental scientific data and provided the people of Earth the chance to look and listen to an alien world, as if you were there, standing on its surface at that very moment. If you would like to learn more about Venus and its scalding surface, then head on over to my channel, where there are loads more videos to watch. Remember to hit the subscribe button and the like button if you enjoyed this video, however, and make sure to check back soon because there is plenty more to come. Thank you so much for watching, and I'll see you next time.